Shades of Green welcomes you all to a new program concerning the environment around us. But what is the environment? And how do we all perceive the environment around us? What affects the environment? We here at Shades of Green will try to tackle these questions and plenty more in this weekly appointment that we shall keep with you every Tuesday at 14:30 on Campus FM 103.7 with a repeat on Fridays at 20:00 hours. This program will also provide supplementary course material in the following units: MSc 4301, Environmental Education; MSc 1101, Educating for a Sustainable Lifestyle; and MSc 2201, Education About the Environment 1. So, good day to all Campus FM listeners. This is Vanessa introducing the program Shades of Green. And as the name implies, Shades of Green has a look at the environment. But what is the first thing that comes to our minds when we think of the word environment? Green? Does the term environment imply trees, plants, roundabout turf and other shrubs? Well, we have interviewed some students here at the university on their ideas regarding this puzzling term. Listen on.
I don't know.
Pollution, maybe. Like, it's the most important thing that there is a lot of pollution now around the world, and from everything, from cars, from, I don't know, factories and all this stuff.
Trees.
Well, structures, buildings.
Clean climate and
pollution.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Environment would be stratosphere.
It's the world around us, basically. I mean, where we live, where we go. It's basically everything around us.
Trees.
I don't know, the greenness around us.
Trees. First thing which comes into my mind, and I think everything which surrounds us. I mean, we're part and parcel of the whole environment. It's something which I affect directly or indirectly, and it affects me directly or indirectly.
Okay. Environment is not just something physical. The first thing it comes to environment is the, first of all, is the physical. But for me, it's not only the physical, it's the way how the people build the environment. For example, apart from the physical, the attitudes of the persons, the ideas, how profound are the ideas, all those things form that particular environment.
Well, we seem to have quite a varied range of ideas from our followers. And with us today we have Dr. Paul Patch from the Faculty of Education.
Hi.
Who will actually tell us what he thinks. What do you think, Dr. Patch? What is the book term used for the word environment?
Well, basically there are several definitions that can be found easily in all the literature concerning the environmental issues. However, it all depends on the bias several people have on this particular term. Like, for example, we'd have very different terms if we interviewed people coming from the economy field or biologists, for example. They can give us different aspects of what we mean by the environment. But I think, personally, the best term that I found, and in fact some of the people that we interviewed have already pointed this out, is that the environment, strictly speaking, everything that is around us. If we want to qualify that, I think it's a system of interactions, various aspects, various dimensions, like the economic dimension, the health dimension, social dimension, cultural, all meshed up into one interconnecting type of interrelationship. And this is one of the basic issues when we have to look at environmental issues, because for a long period of time there was a tendency to look at the environment from just one particular perspective, depending on the people who were doing the research. Like, for example, if people from the science field would be looking at the environment, they will be treating environmental issues solely from a scientific point of view, without considering, for example, economic inputs, sociological inputs, whatever. Particularly after the Rio summit, the Rio conference summit, where the issue of sustainability was raised, it was made quite clear that when we're speaking about the environment, we cannot really look at one aspect of it, but we have to approach it from a holistic perspective. The idea that basically it's a mosaic of aspects, and if we remove one aspect from it, the whole picture doesn't make sense anymore. Or if we just focus on one aspect, we are unaware of the whole gamut of interactions that make up our environment.
Okay, so how does this coincide with all the ideas put forward by our students?
It is very indicative that most of the comments that were raised by the students focus on trees, the place where we live in, everything around us. Someone mentioned that as well. But few of them actually mentioned the interaction aspect, this dynamic style of interaction between different aspects. One particular note that needs to be highlighted is that there is a tendency to define the environment, and this is easily picked up from the responses that we got, from our type of relationship with the environment. And unfortunately, historically, this relationship hasn't been quite a pleasant one. So one of the major issues that come to mind is pollution. And in fact, some of the students managed to define the environment, or else the word that first came to mind when you asked them what is the environment was pollution, or some other facet of pollution, like rubbish, garbage, whatever. All right? So rather than going for a definition for the environment, a lot of people tend to look at the interaction itself. And unfortunately, most of the interactions tend to be negative.
Okay. One student mentioned that he had no idea of what the term meant. Is this possible that these days one is not aware of what is around him? And do you actually see any repercussions of that on what is actually happening here in Malta?
Okay, yes, I definitely feel that it is a worrying situation. On the other hand, I would imagine that this particular person was shy, you know, because he was being interviewed, because later on he actually focuses on some environmental issues. But unfortunately, it could also be an indication that people tend to take environmental issues for granted. We tend to listen through the media or read through whatever about the environment, but we don't really wait and assimilate what is being received. There is a tendency for us to react continuously to these messages coming from the media without being proactive on it, in the sense that we are more aware of what's happening without actually looking at our input within these issues. And I think that is one of the most worrying aspects of this whole problem, in the sense that it's quite easy for us to identify certain issues, certain problems, but then to identify the causes, the real causes behind these problems, we tend to, miss the gun, basically.
Okay. And relating to this last comment, we have also asked the students here on campus about environmental issues on a local scale and which of them they feel should be given priority. Here is what the comments were.
Malta, the beach are very dirty in Malta. Mm-hmm. People should stop throwing dirt in the roads. Mm-hmm. That maybe we should start early separating the dustbin.
Pollution, maybe. Like, it's the most important thing that there is a lot of pollution now around the world, and from everything, from cars, from, I don't know, factories and all this stuff.
I think it's plants, trees, you know, and because Malta is like a big stone, and not really a lot of trees, you know, and so like plants. And animals, I think, even birds, you know, because, yeah, they shouldn't, I don't understand. So in Malta, so, like, a few animals, and especially birds, and you have this law, like, they allow people to kill birds, you know, to catch them. And, like, I think it's a bad issue. They have to do something, you know. And what else?
People buy cars with diesel, and like they pass by, and we cannot breathe because they don't have some protection against like diesel pollution. It's more pollution than from petrol or something.
Pollution, first of all, from especially cars pollution. Another two, maybe. Okay, the places needs to be a bit cleaner, and another one.
Well, wildlife. I mean, I don't know much about it, but I've heard there's a lot of issues with the hunters. Mm-hmm. But I haven't read into that. Sorry. Garbage disposal.
I think firstly would be Mata. Then the problem of disease, the pollution and the disease, and I think the issue about hunting.
Don't know. These are the basics.
Okay, it's the Matap, the landfills. Number two is, I think we should try to improve the environment into schools and beyond. And I'm really into schools, so we should try to improve the environment into schools. And, okay, the roads. Those are bad.
Pollution? No. Traffic?
I know, more parks, you know, green parks and all that stuff, maybe. Yeah.
Anything else?
Matap.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
Matap, there is no need for translation for that. Matap. I think the separation of waste, something which I think people don't feel it. Actually, I tried it myself, but I didn't have the resources where to dispose of my waste. So, Matap, separation of waste, and cleanliness, probably. The general cleanliness, the way we contribute to the everyday cleanliness of our environment.
Three local environmental issues. These can be quite subjective, isn't it? Can you give us your opinion of some of these local issues and which should be given priority over the rest? And why the urgency, Dr. Patch?
Well, basically, if you look at the different research results that are available about people's views of what is important, what is what warrants immediate action, we have a whole range of problems being mentioned. It all depends, obviously, on the nature of the audience, the characteristics of the audience. Like, for example, within a group of scientists, the most problem highlighted was the rapid unplanned urbanization of our island, followed by an increase in the use of pesticides and fertilizers, followed by an over-exploitation of topsoil and water resources, reduction of biodiversity, so on and so forth. On the other hand, when Malta structure plan was being, the initial structure plan was being compiled, the overall list by the general public highlighted that the very first problem, as the very first problem, the deterioration of the environment due to rapid building development, followed by that the environment should be better cleaned up, even if we have to pay taxes for it, and also that our roads are too much congested with traffic. Also, another research that was carried out clearly shows that land use, followed by hunting and trapping, and also the environmental quality were major sources of concern. Another research, this time focusing on students aged around 11-18, mentioned air pollution as being the first problem, dumping of waste and loss of biodiversity. Now, this might be echoed in most of the responses that we received by our students, where the most pressing issue mentioned was our waste management strategies, which have resulted, as some of them referred to, as the first mountain we have on our island. But there is also a running concern throughout the responses of the impact it has on health, in the sense that some mentioned dirty beaches, other mentioned the pollution caused by cars. Hunting also featured quite a lot, and also the lack of greenery, usually associated with an explosion of building projects, which might include not just houses, but also roads and other services that we require. One interesting aspect that was mentioned is that some said that one of the major issues that need to be addressed, an individual mentioned, that there is the need for a disciplined attitude towards the environment. And this is very interesting, because while the others can be easily classified under a large category, calling them symptoms, I personally feel that this is one of the major issues, because this is not a symptom, but it's a cause. It's it doesn't make sense. Like, for example, if I'm feeling cold, just to ignore that there is the window open, and try to keep myself warm when the source of that discomfort is still there. And this is exactly what I mean by this reaction by one of the students.
Yes, we cannot start from the top. We don't really start from the basics, and the basics.
Yeah, because it's a tendency that if we address the symptoms, okay, we might find a cure for a particular symptom. Yes. But since the cause is still there, mm-hmm. then
it's going to be repeated.
Exactly. Like, for example, if we are focusing, nowadays we are going through the implementation of the waste management strategy. If we are going to promote recycling, without addressing the reducing part of the strategy, which is really the basic issue, reducing mm-hmm. the amount of waste that we have to deal with, mm-hmm. I think we are missing the whole thing, because the symptom is just something which manifests it in a different way. Now, if you solve a particular symptom, the
something
tendency is to, come.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so what about environmental damage then? Some illustrations about what causes environmental damage.
Well, as I said, I think principally it all depends on the individual's attitude towards the environment. I personally feel that as a nation, we are environmentally aware. We might not be very knowledgeable about certain environmental aspects, and I think basically this is due to a lot of emphasis on the media on particular issues mm-hmm. without actually going into the very deep aspects of the problem. And then there's a tendency of us having an idea about a problem, so we are aware about it. But on the other hand, we lack the responsibility to do something, in the sense that we have not internalized what this environmental issue is all about and our contribution to it. Because, like all other living things, we have to have an impact on the environment. Now, unfortunately, most of our footprints are larger than our feet. And that's one of the major problems. And that comes with not just an awareness of environmental issues, but a change in attitude, a change which goes for responsibility, that I am personally responsible for a particular hazard that is being caused or situation. In fact, one interesting reaction that I received from my debates with some students during the courses was that they wished that I would give them handouts for my lecture notes. And I said that these are available on the web and they can be easily downloaded and for them to pursue. And the idea was that people can actually print them front and back or use recycled paper, whatever. But one of them said, but it's easier to have these things available rather than having to print them. And I told her that the reason why was to reduce paper. And her immediate reaction was, yes, but we don't have to really think about all these nitty-gritty things,
We're too much used to comfort, I think. And these little things, that might nag us because we think that they are wasting our time,
precisely.
In reality, actually do contribute.
This was precisely her reaction. It, yes. It's a waste of their time. Mm-hmm. And personally, my reaction, because she happened to be a mother, and I told her, would you be willing to do this to ensure a better environment for your child? And the look she gave me was that sort of, oh, come on,
don't
stretch these things too far. You know what I mean? So that is what I mean. She knows that the problem of waste is there, mm-hmm. but the impact it has on her personal lifestyle and on her siblings' lifestyle is shelved.
Yes, and I do think that many of our students who were actually interviewed do agree with you. Let's hear what they had to say.
A lot of cars in the road. Hunters, obviously, and maybe we use a lot of plastic and stuff like that.
Cars. Then I think the big thing is the garbage mountain and the smoke from there. I don't know, maybe the people, how they treat their own country, I don't know, they throw papers all around, and though it's a small country, but they still pollute it, they don't really care about it.
I think the main issue is pollution, which is there's too much cars, and some of them are causing too much pollution. They are not treated well, especially with the VRT, you know.
As my friend said, pollution. We should be more responsible and just try to avoid these things and to be clean.
We can start first and foremost from the people around us, because, I mean, it's the people that ruin all the environment. This includes the gases that are released through traffic and chimneys and power stations and whatever. Another source of damage would be the fact as well, because it's all tied down to people. If we're, for example, ruining the natural habitat of animals, they will end up ruining each other's habitats by, for example, going in the wrong trees and, you know, putting their homes in the wrong trees, for example. So I think you can't actually put it down to three. It would be more. I think it all has to do with ourselves, because the world was okay as it was before, I think.
Well, I think basically the first thing is the people. They do not care about the environment. The government must be more concerned about it.
Politics.
Yes.
Traffic, cars, all that stuff. Even people, tourists maybe in that case also.
Well, first thing that comes to my mind is the damage for air pollution, like CFCs and spray and refrigerators, stuff like that.
Power station, the Marsa one, the Marsa power station. Cars, definitely. And I am not sure whether the hospital chimneys contribute to the environment pollution as well. But if I may mention the fourth one, sounds, for instance, excessive of sounds. Probably those are the four most important issues right now.
Three very important are the roads. I think, first of all, the roads, okay? The condition of the roads in Malta is in a disastrous condition. The second thing, maybe the attitude of the people. I think in Malta, the Maltese people are not so disciplined. And the third important thing, which should be changed in local environment, is the education. I think that people should be educated.
Okay, so once again, the responses were quite varied. It can be said that many people were quite hesitant in their answers and had to stop and think for some time before giving a reply. Well, guys and girls, the environment belongs to each and every one of us. So let's give it a bit more thought, shall we? So, Dr. Paj, any concluding remarks?
Well, once again, most of the responses have been focusing on the symptoms. I would just like to focus on one of the responses made by a foreign student, where she said that the main problem, the main cause, is how people treat their own country. And I think if we're going to focus on environmental education, we should focus at a process which develops this particular responsibility towards the environment in order that we can really enjoy our country and let others enjoy it.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Patch. Well, Dr. Patch is a senior lecturer with the Faculty of Education here at the University of Malta, and his area of specialization is environmental education. So for Campus FM, from Shades of Green to all listeners, well, tune in with us next week. See you all and take care.
Mm-hmm.